from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
AEW's most popular wrestler. I'm confident in saying it. I believe it to be true, and I don't frankly care what anyone else has to say. Orange Cassidy joins us here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. What's up, fella? How we feeling, man?
I think you and I feel the same, that I just don't care what people say.
You've made a whole career out of it. I'm trying my best. People won't give me money for it like they do you, so congratulations on that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say to that.
No,
thank you.
I mean, brag about it if you want to.
Bragging's not my style.
It's fair enough.
There are a lot of people out there who you are their hero because, you know, that's how they live their life day to day. I have a major question for you, because I think all of us have lost their best friend before, and sometimes you work with them and you have to go to work. You seem to have lost all your best friends. How are you holding up?
Well, I was doing well until you brought it back up.
I'm sorry.
No. It's a nightmare. It's terrible. I fell into a deep dark hole when the people that you came in making your living with just decide to beat you up and punch you in the face. Luckily, I now have a group of dudes that I roll around with. We're called the Conglomeration. And, you know, when you're at your low point and you feel like you're alone and no one's with you, you know, you feel like a tendency to like shut down and not talk to anybody. But I started talking to some of my boys, and they were in the same place that I was in. So now it's me, Kyle O'Reilly, Mark Briscoe, and Tomohiro Ishii that are formed the group known as the Conglomeration.
Is Willow Nightingale, is she like a honorary member? Or
She is. I feel like she's in it. You know what? I'm going to go on record and say she's in it.
Officially.
Yeah, let's put it on the record.
Put it on the record. I love Willow. She's the best. Here's my question. Does when you have what you're going through and then you find this group of fellas, does punching people in the face count as like a good therapy? Most of us lose the job if we find therapy and trying to knock other people out. Is it therapy for you?
Well, luckily it's my job.
Fair.
So it's my job, so I'm allowed to do it. And yes, it feels very good.
I like that. All Elite Wrestling's Orange Cassidy here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
I was just going to say, there's some people around here I'd really love to punch in
Correct.
The face, but I don't think that would be allowed.
Well, we've asked for sanctioned matches against coworkers, Orange, and we keep getting told no. Is there any advice you would give? Like, do we need to sell tickets to it? Would that make it easier?
I don't know. make them sign a piece of paper? Isn't that usually what happens? Do people sign papers and then they can fight each other? Or I don't know.
Fair enough.
I really don't know the right way to go about that.
Orange Cassidy from All Elite Wrestling joining us here on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. AEW in town tomorrow night. Dynamite and Collision taking place at the Bonsecours Wellness Arena. Speaking of the conglomeration, you guys have a match against the Beast Mortos, Roddy Strong, and Roosh tomorrow. That's a pretty solid lineup of dudes you're going to be standing across. Talk to me a little bit about getting ready for this one.
So here's the thing. I didn't know I was going to be wrestling two dudes that have horns.
And
the Beast Mortos literally has horns on his head. And Roosh comes out with horns on his head sometimes. And he's called the, you know, I'm going to try my best not to get gored tomorrow or impaled by a horn. But that's when I'll just tag in Ishii or Mark Briscoe.
You know, speaking of Mark Briscoe, is it how hard is it to not get hyped when that guy is talking?
I mean, when you see I am hyped. That's my hyped face. He's just very inspirational, and he's a great motivator. And who doesn't love Mark Briscoe?
I think one of my favorite things about All Elite Wrestling is that, and this has been kind of a tagline for a while, it's a wrestling company that's run by wrestlers, by guys that get to go out there and do what they love to do and put on matches. And Briscoe seems like one of those cats, but it feels like a locker room full of men and women that are loving what they're doing and being part of this company. What's that like for you to be a part of that environment?
Well, it's like I wouldn't exist without AEW. I don't think any other place, any other wrestling company in the world would have let me do what I wanted to do, and take a risk with me and just letting me be different. And I'm surrounded by people in a locker room that it really like feels like a team. It feels like we're all trying to help each other out, and we're all trying to beat each other up. The best way possible. And it's just, I'm very lucky every day that AEW exists, and I'm a part of it.
Greenville, this area is big time for wrestling, has been for a very long time. I started watching wrestling with my papaw back in the 80s because I'm really old, and have been a fan ever since. And this area is really like that. And there are some people out there listening. Possibly, if they listen to this show, they know how much we talk wrestling. We talk wrestling all the time. But there are some people out there who have never been to an AEW show. Why should they come out to the Well tomorrow night and watch the show?
Well, I always say you're going to find something that you like in the show, and you're always going to be good. I've never had one person come to a show and say, oh, that was a bad time. I'm never going to come back. They always come back. There's a little bit of everything in an AEW show for you. Like if you like monster trucks, like Monster Jam, if you like a rock concert, if you like a fashion show, if you like live theater, if you like stunts, if you like fighting, if you like maybe even magic, there's something in there for everybody that you're going to have a great time.
Orange Cassidy from All Elite Wrestling here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. I want to talk about Orange Cassidy, in terms of how did you get to be like, how did you take this personality and turn it into every bit the antithesis of what people think of when they think professional wrestlers? Loud, colorful, over the top. And here comes this guy who's just, he's just Orange Cassidy. I don't know how else to put it. How did that come about for you? And more importantly, how did you get AEW to go, yeah, we love this, let's go bananas?
I've been wrestling for a very, very, very long time, and you are told a lot of advice, you're told a lot of things, and you try things that you think everybody would like. You know, you're just trying to take someone else's advice, and I just decided after a while that it's not working, so I'm just going to do what I want. And I'm not the biggest, obviously, I'm not the strongest, but I found a way to make me different and relevant enough that I stand out. It's AEW took. I've known a lot of these guys for a while. My former friends, especially Chuck and Trent,
Jerks.
Well, Chuck's not a jerk. Chuck is, Chuck's just, his career's just over because Trent ruined it for him.
Way to go, Rob. You're so insensitive,
yeah,
man.
It's just bringing up these emotions. I just knew a lot of these, but it's, I don't think they knew, AEW knew what this was going to be. I think I really owe it to the fans for taking a liking to me. And I mean, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be sitting here. So.
You are a two-time international champion, including what I think was one of, for me, the most memorable title runs maybe of my lifetime. It's just an absolute workhorse title run. How important was that to you when you're carrying that title, when you're carrying that championship, to be out there, to be wrestling, and to get as beat the hell up as you were to make sure that that belt was placed out front of that show the way it should be? How impactful for you was that, the long international championship title run?
It was just very ironic that the wrestler doesn't like to wrestle had to wrestle the most. I take a lot of pride in it. I thought it showed a lot of people the AEW, how deep the AEW talent pool is, giving some people some spotlights that probably wouldn't get spotlights on TV shows that I was able to wrestle. In life, we have to do things that, you know, maybe we don't want to do, but we do it anyway, and we try to get done as quickly as possible. And I feel that as a champion and as a fighting champion, you should fight. So whenever anybody wanted a shot at my championship, I said, okay, and I did it. And I feel like that's what a champion should be. A good champion represents is just doing what you got to do for the job that you have.
For those of you not watching on the stream, you should be on the stream right now. Orange Cassidy, you have a very, I don't know if you knew this, you have a very unique look. And I'm wondering, do you remember the first time you walked in front of an AEW crowd and there was a kid out there dressed like you?
I do. I remember the first time a kid dressed up like me, and I wasn't even there. And then I saw on YouTube that it got like, I don't know how many millions of views it is up to now, but I think the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, and Cody Rhodes brought this little kid dressed like me. I think it was like the second ever show, third ever show or something like that, and they brought him into the ring, and it got a huge reaction because he looked exactly like me in just a child form. It makes me feel that when I see that, I'm like, all right, this is working. I think people like me.
For sure. Orange Cassidy from All Elite Wrestling here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate AEW with a pair of shows wrapped up in one tomorrow evening at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena with...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Collision and Dynamite both. Talk to me a little bit, because you've been with multiple companies throughout your career. You end up with All Elite Wrestling. To get to a point where you guys are going to Wembley and putting tens of thousands into a stadium, when you are traveling around the country on Wednesdays and Fridays and putting tens of thousands into buildings to watch, the development of your career, was there a moment when you looked around and went, holy crap, this is real? Or has it just been something you know you love doing and you don't care if it's five people or 50,000?
And this question usually comes up for Wembley, right? They're like, oh, did you walk out and you saw like 80,000 people cheering? Like, did it hit you? And my answer is no. Because standing in the ring was a giant man holding a fork that he ended up stabbing me in the forehead. I had to fight all these nasty dudes. So the only thing I'm thinking about is, all right, don't get stabbed in the head with a fork. I wasn't successful, but I just don't think about it. I just do what I have to do. And I feel that's probably not the healthiest thing in the world, but it's kept me going.
Don't get stabbed in the head with a fork. Pretty good life advice for, I'm assuming, anyone's career.
I was going to say, anyone who wondered, you know, what it feels like, I'm just going to take his word for, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Yeah, you should never stab somebody or get stabbed in the head with a fork. That's the lesson today. That's Tuesday's lesson.
I'm going to commit that to memory. Has there been a moment at any point throughout your career that a thing happened in a fight, not in a fight, whatever, that it was over and you went, that sucked, never again?
Every time I wrestle.
No, okay, fair enough.
But I do say that a lot. I don't, you know, there are so many, I don't want to do a ladder match ever again. I don't like those. I don't like getting stabbed. Yeah, how about that?
Fair enough. I think that's the right answer.
All right, some of your signature moves you do with your hands in your pockets. How long did it take you to perfect that?
I just did it one day. I was just wrestling on the show, and I was like, all right, well, this guy was like, oh, actually, I think it was Marco Stunt. And they're just guys messing around, and he was just like, oh, I was like, okay, well, if you're going to take it this way, I'll do it. So I just put my hands in my pockets, and then I just started beating them up. I just did it. And then I realized how effective that actually was to throw people off their game. So, you know, I do it a lot. And also, it looks really cool, too. You feel cool. Like, I don't need to use my hands.
It does look really cool. I'm very guilty of occasionally stealing that from you and doing it on the show. I do respect it.
Well, he's not nearly as athletic, though.
No, not
I don't
at
think
all.
He could keep up doing it. No, I'd love to see him try, though.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. It'd be like getting stabbed with a fork. Terrible idea. How many things that you have done that become part of your identity as a wrestler are just things that come to you in a ring? You're like, let's see if this works. And then it ends up working because it's Orange Cassidy.
I also think it's just, like I said before, it's like you get a lot of advice, and it's all great advice. I don't want to say it's not good advice. Like, throughout my career, I got a lot of great advice. It just didn't work for me, right? There's advice for everybody, and that's why I think people sometimes get offended. Like, no, any advice you are given throughout your life, you could take that and apply it however you want to apply it to yourself. And I have this rule in my head of like, well, if I think this is going to be good, then, and I'm a wrestling fan, hopefully the other wrestling fans will like the same thing. Does it work every time? No, but it's AEW and I'm given the freedom to try. And, you know, more times than not, it works, but yeah, you know what, it doesn't. No one cares. Just standing in the ring with your hands in your pockets.
All right. Before we went on the air, we were talking about San Diego Comic-Con. So when you go to something like that, especially something that big, do you get a chance to walk around and look at all the stuff? And if so, what are you into?
I actually, this year I was actually able to walk around and see everything, but there's just so much stuff there, like expensive stuff.
Yeah, we're painfully aware.
And it's like, I don't need to deal with this. Like, the culture of the comics and the Comic-Con culture is a lot like professional wrestling, and the fans are very passionate. We were lucky enough this past weekend with San Diego Comic-Con, we teamed up, AEW teamed up with Adult Swim, the Cartoon Network, I guess you would call it parent, I don't know, Adult Swim, and me and Willow Nightingale tagged, and he wrestled cartoon characters in the ring in front of a lot of people in San Diego Comic-Con. And it was quite a surreal experience. You know, you asked me before, it's like, have you ever stopped and said, what's going on? Being in San Diego Comic-Con right next to the bay, looking around and seeing thousands of people watch me wrestle Mr. Frog was pretty crazy. Because we were trying to win the Adult Swim AEW Battle for the Booty Championship. So, you know, that's, you can Google that.
I'm going to, not on my work computer. Orange Cassidy from All Elite Wrestling here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. You talk about the popularity of wrestling and the crossover audience and all that. As wrestling fans, Lonzo and I both are lifelong. We have felt kind of a big time resurgence in professional wrestling and the fandom being able to publicly make it known that they're wrestling fans. I have attributed that to the rise of All Elite Wrestling and the rising tide lifts all boats philosophy, that there's just more, it's better, there's more options. If you don't like this, you can come over here and get a different flavor.
Yes.
For y'all, have you felt that?
Yes, for sure. And I think one of my main things was to make, you know, wrestling fans not embarrassed to call themselves a wrestling fan. And I know when you read online, people are embarrassed that I am a wrestler and they're wrestling fans. I get this all the time when I go to meet and greets, I do to conventions and I talk to the fans and they're saying like, oh, my girlfriend's here, my boyfriend's here, my mother, my father, my sister, my friend is here because of you. They saw a clip of you and now they're wrestling fans. And that's the biggest compliment I can get. And I understand I'm not everybody's, for a terrible pun, flavor, but when I hear that, it makes me feel good that people aren't afraid to be a wrestling fan and come out, because I love it so much. I want everybody else to love it too. So, we're trying to make wrestling cool.
Wrestling is cool.
All yes. Right. My favorite wrestler of all time is Sting. What was it like to give your signature kicks to Sting and receive them?
Sting is the best ever. And I am very, very fortunate that I was able to do that with Sting. And of course, because he's Sting, he did it right back to me. And he even did a lazy chest pound. Like, Sting is the man, he gets it. And then I was able to team with him. Never did I ever think I would be teaming with Sting, but it was the locker room was better and became better because of him, and I have so much respect for him.
You've mentioned that you're not just a pro wrestler, but you're a wrestling fan as well. How surreal was that to stand across from the icon and hear the intro and then know that you and he are about to be in a fight, either against each other or together? Was there a spot where Orange Cassidy, the professional wrestler, kind of had to, like, put Orange Cassidy, the wrestling fan, to bed a little bit to make sure you're dialed in on your job?
Yeah, it's like that thing about not really. I was just worried about getting beat up as per usual. So, you know, standing next to Sting, I'm like, all right, well, maybe I won't get beat up because I'll let Sting beat them up first, and which usually happens. So, nah, I don't really, it doesn't really hit on me. Maybe it will, you know, hopefully 50 years from now, but we'll see.
Orange Cassidy from All Elite Wrestling here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Ups. They got another minute or two left as we get set for Dynamite and Collision tomorrow night at the Bonscore Wellness Arena. We get station t-shirts. We have our names on them. I wear them out. My friends give me hell for wearing a shirt that has my own name on it. how do I elevate myself to be able to wear a shirt with a picture of my own face on it and get away with it, Orange Cassidy?
You got to commit. You got to have confidence. You know, people will say the same thing. Oh, you wear your own t-shirt. Well, so I'm going to put my face on it. This is my face. And actually, to tell you the truth, they were like, hey, we need a shirt. So I just took a picture of my face and sent it to them, and they just put it on a t-shirt.
So, were you shocked when they said, yeah, that works?
Well, they were like, okay, whatever. We don't care. It's your merch. Like, you know, we don't. And I was like, okay, go ahead. Just do it. They're like, oh, white t-shirt, huh? Oh, the wrestling fans don't like white t-shirts. Well, they do.
Orange Cassidy here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate again tomorrow night. AEW Dynamite, AEW Collision at the Bonscore Wellness Arena. Tickets still on sale. You can go to AEW's website and pick those up. Orange, my man, phenomenal to have you in studio. We appreciate the time, boss, and good luck tomorrow night, because I am not envious of you standing across from the Beast Mortos, Roddy Strong and Roosh.
Yeah, me neither. All right, well, I'm going to... Hopefully I'll let Mark and Ishii do all the work.
I feel like Mark's the guy that just rushes headfirst into that.
He will. You know what? You're probably right. Good on Mark.
Orange Cassidy here on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upset.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.